Well, I've got to say I'm extremely proud of the players' performance. Even in the first half, we probably had four or five tremendous chances. Their goalkeepers pulled off three or four very good saves to keep them in the game. I thought that they then scored against what was, against a run of play. I thought we were in control in the sense of chances and opportunities. But I had a quiet word at half time. Told them to keep doing what they're doing because I thought tactically we were excellent. Second half was tremendous resilience from this team, tremendous effort, and a wonderful 3 points.
Credit from them to continue and trust you at half-time to continue doing what they're doing and not let their heads drop.
Well, this is why they're such a good group to work with, because there is great trust from me to them and them to myself and the staff, obviously. But, we know there's a long way to go. There's 11 games we've played. There's still a long way to go. We're pleased with a very good away victory and 3 points. Second half was tremendous. And as I said, I thought we deserved, thoroughly deserved the 3 points.
All the goals taken clinically, especially the penalty.
Yeah, I thought we had some very good finishes second half. But as I say, good credit to the goalkeeper because he did keep them in it in the first 45 minutes, and it could have been a couple of goals in front then. But second half, I thought we stuck to our guns, stuck to our tactics. It showed a great determination and discipline, which was very important. And as I say, it's a great 3 points.
What do you think about the second yellow card and hence the sending off of Chalobah?
How many yellow cards were there? I think there were so many yellow cards it was inevitable that somebody was going to get a second yellow because there were so many. And as I said, these things happen.
Feisty scenes on the bench after that.
Well, it's another Saturday afternoon in the Championship, and both sets of benches are very emotional and very passionate. That's what happens on the touchline. We know what goes on, and end of the game, we shake each other's hand and we move on to the next match. That's what happens.
Fourth in the table, going into the international break, you must be happy as Forest boss.
Yeah, I'm obviously pleased where we are. As I said, we don't get carried away with it. We know there's a long way to go, but after 11 games, I think we've got to be very pleased with the point return and also where we sit at the moment in the league.
And a word for Oscar Garcia, first job here in England, hard work and a lot of injuries, but trying to make it happen here.
Nothing to do with me. I've got enough to do at Forest, to be honest with you. And we will continue to focus on our own club, keep doing the right things, what we're trying to do, and we'll continue with the progress that we're making at the moment. We're very pleased so far.
Finally, is the break coming at a good time? Do you relish it?
Yeah, I think it is. I think 7 games, 21 days, I think it's coming at a good time for us. We're picking up some knocks, Moussi and Wilson, and we had to throw Patterson on the bench today, who probably wasn't fit enough. But I think all in all, it's coming at a nice time, and we'll enjoy the break.